Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Boost podcast. Our mission is to bring you light and share our experience with you to help you reconnect to your soul through this podcast. And we are your hosts.
Hi, everyone. My name is Basha. I am spiritual counselor, holistic healer, and spiritual life coach.
And my name is Agnieszka. I am a digital creator, curious mind, interested in all aspects of personal development, psychology, spirituality, nutrition, and fitness.
If our message resonates with you, please follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
And now grab a cup of tea and come hang out with us. Good evening, boys and girls, ladies and gents, kids and cats, kings and queens. Welcome to the sixth episode of Soul Boost Podcast. In this episode, we will be talking about second chakra, which is our sacral chakra. Sacral chakra is responsible for our creativity and our sexuality. Good evening, Basha. My sweet, sweet Basha.
Good evening, Agnieszka. It's so good to see you.
Good evening.
I haven't seen you for a week.
I know.
So how are you?
It must have been hard. I've been amazing. I have been spectacular. Just killing it. Just always just running and rushing somewhere as if I had a family of five and two full-time jobs. But so keeping busy, but really I'm amazing. How are you?
I've been good. I'm really good, actually. It's nice to relax for a change and actually sit down and have a chat with you.
Yeah.
As we do every week. You know what? I missed you. I really missed you.
I can't blame you. But you know what? I actually heard this awesome tip in terms of reprogramming your mind. How many times a day somebody is asking you, how are you?
Plenty, yes. Because I meet a lot of people every day.
And so then think about it. Every time that you ask somebody, how are you? What their reply usually is, I'm good. I'm okay. This in itself is programming. If you want to reprogram yourself, just come up with a better line. That's why I always say I'm amazing, I'm spectacular. And I just started feeling the part.
That's actually a very good tip. Listen to her, guys, because she's right. She's absolutely right.
Listen to me, that. Guys. Listen to what Basha is telling you about listening to me. Okay. So today we have gathered to talk about the second chakra, which is the sacral chakra. And I think this one is pretty interesting. And I already have some questions, even though you haven't said a word.
Yeah.
But yeah, Basha, tell us about the sacral chakra.
Yeah, I'll tell you about the sacral chakra.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be, honestly, that would be awesome if you told us about it.
So, guys, I hope you liked our episode about the root chakra, because the sacral chakra is totally different to the root chakra. It's, as you said rightly, it's the second chakra. It's situated above the root chakra, approximately 2 inches below our belly button. It relates to the orange color. It relates to the symbol of a circle with six petals outside of that circle. And inside of the circle, we have also another symbol, which is a moon crescent. And the sacral chakra is also related to the water element. It's actually worth mentioning that the circle represents the element of water, and the symbol of the moon crescent represents the connection of the energy of the moon with water. These symbols point to the close relationship between the phases of the moon and fluctuations in the water and the emotions. And also the symbol of the moon relates to the feminine menstrual cycle, as it takes the same number of days to complete, and the connection of the sacral chakra with sexual organs and reproduction. So this is more or less what this symbol means. And the sacral chakra is associated with, as you mentioned, the expression of sexuality, the sensual pleasure, creativity, but also the fantasies, relationships, and emotions and feelings. So it's basically the center of our feelings and sensations, and it's very active in our sexuality and expression of our sensual and sexual desires. Sacral chakra is also associated with our emotional response, and you can actually call the sacral chakra also the seat of emotions. It's also associated with our taste, with our reproductive function, because it's very closely connected with the pelvis area and our reproductive organs. It's also the center of our pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And you have mentioned that it's associated with our genitals and our reproductive organs, but it is also associated with our kidneys and our kidney function as well.
Absolutely.
So if we have any kidney problems, that will be a sign also that there is an issue with our sacral chakra.
Yes. So if your chakra is blocked, you might experience not only kidney issues, but the bladder infections or urinary infections. So not only kidneys, but everything mm-hmm. what's connected to kidneys. It's associated with our emotions, with our relationships.
So basically, if somebody has very strong emotional reactions to things, that probably would be the sign that the sacral chakra is overactive.
Yes, absolutely. Every chakra can become either overactive or underactive. And either of those symptoms will lead to slightly different outcomes. When the chakra is overactive, as you mentioned, we have like those emotional overreactions, like outbursts. We might actually experience some very excessive emotional attachment to other people or places, or we become very needy in the relationships. We might become codependent, and it could be that we become codependent to our partner, family, our siblings, or our parents or friends. And we might also suffer from muscle tensions and abdominal cramps. This is when your sacral chakra is overactive. And when the chakra is underactive, as you mentioned, we might actually have some issues with kidneys and we might experience some urinary infections. We might also, as women, actually suffer from irregular menstrual cycles. Also, we might become pessimistic, we might become depressed, our libido could be very low. We might suffer from lack of creativity, a lack of authenticity. And also, very important, we could suffer from fear of happiness or pleasure, or we might start self-sabotaging ourselves. So we're basically depriving ourselves from happiness,
and
from
pleasure
in our life, yes. Mm-hmm. It's quite serious what could happen.
Yeah. And so one of the signs of chakra being blocked is, like you said, low libido, but also no sex life. Is not having a sex life a reason for chakra being blocked, or is that a symptom? That is a symptom. What if you want to have a sex life and you can't find a partner?
Well, that's different. If you feel like everything is okay with your libido and you just cannot find a partner, that's obviously a totally different story.
So when sacral chakra is underactive, we experience low libido. And when the chakra is overactive, we indulge in pleasure.
That's correct. Yes. So you might actually, your sex drive might be actually very high. So that's usually opposite. And also, when you have a partner or when you have a friend or even in a relationship with the family members, you become very needy. So for example, you have a new boyfriend and you feel kind of so emotional that you just want to hug him and kiss him all the time.
You want him to text you all the time, call you all the time, you check your phone all the time, you have anxiety if they don't text you back right away.
Yeah, so these are the symptoms.
Seems like a lot of people in the world is having blocked sacral chakra these days. So how do we unblock our sacral chakra?
Meditation, mantras.
What kind of mantras?
You can go on YouTube and actually find the mantras, and if they resonate with you, just start saying them.
Mm-hmm.
And you will see that that will help.
Now that I remember, I have actually done that after my healing session when I found out that my throat chakra is a bit blocked. I was like, what? Like how my throat, like what? Like how? My? So I did find some meditation and mantras for unblocking the throat chakra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's very easy to find them and then just to see what resonates with you. And you know, it's quite helpful. I've done it myself in the past as well. Aromatherapy. And as I mentioned in the last episode, they were two oils, sandalwood and patchouli, which can also help you to open your sacral chakra, but also the orange oil, rose oil, and lang lang oil.
Yes, I have been recommended that one as well.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So how does it smell? Because I don't think
weird. It had to grow on me because I like rosemary, these kind of scents. I didn't like it very much on its own, but when I was burning it, it did grow on me. I did really enjoy it, but it's very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting scent.
I think when I come across this essential oil, I will give it a go because I'm very, very curious. We can use it in the bath. We can burn them. We can use our intuition and see what our intuition will ask us or will tell us to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Crystals and gemstones, guys, so citron, tiger's eye, they probably the best. Okay, guys, the next way of unblocking the sacred chakra is practicing yoga and hip opening asanas. The best thing is to go to your yoga instructor and ask him or ask her to help you.
Once again, asanas are yoga poses. Basha is just assuming you all know. You all know.
I'm really sorry, guys. By the end of the chakra series, they will all know a lot of things. In the meantime, we will be actually more specific. And another way, as we mentioned before, water is the element of the second chakra, which is the sacral chakra. So spending time by the water, sea, ocean, lake, river, wherever, taking bath or shower with the right intention will help you to open your sacral chakra as well. And again, my favorite subject, food. So if you guys, if you're doubting yourself, if you're feeling unworthy of love, unworthy of anything, just go to the store, go to the shop and grab some mandarins, some mangoes, some oranges.
Sweet potatoes.
Yes,
pumpkins.
Carrots.
Beans.
Hey!
So
and that will definitely make a massive impact. And I'm sure you're going to feel much more better.
Much more. Can you say much more better?
I think you can. I can do anything.
That's true. Who am I? Who am I to point out anything?
You are very welcome to point out anything, but I can tell you, you can do anything you like, and I can do anything I like. So much more than this.
There is no more truth or truth than this. Okay, and Basha, we never read the message from your tea.
Oh, it's never too late. Can you see it?
Kindness is the gift of life. Another deep message. I don't know what to say, Basha.
Let's just be kind to one another.
So you know what I always say? I always say to my watchers, be kind to yourselves. Because when you are kind to yourself and you love yourself, then you have much more love and kindness to give others. Simple.
Simples.
Simple. Okay, guys, we hope that you have enjoyed this episode about the sacral chakra. Tune in next week to hear all about
solar plexus chakra.
That's right. Till the next one.
Ciao.
Bye.